Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Nathan Fox, that's Ben Olson. We're the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. Peyton wants to apply in fall of 2024, but thinks that they'll score better without logic games on the test. Peyton asks if they should wait to take the August 2024 test. So you can read Peyton.
Okay. I'm worried, A, that it's too risky to wait that long because I wouldn't have many chances to retake it before submitting applications, and B, that if I do, law schools might see that as a clear sign that I'm terrible at logic games and therefore view me less favorable than applicants who scored the same before logic games were dropped.
No.
Okay. The concern B needs to be dismissed immediately. They have no idea why.
I'm sorry that I'm laughing. I find it laughable. I just the schools need customers. They don't care whether you took the test before or after the August 2024. They're not going to think about that in the slightest.
And they're not going to know why. How many people are taking the test in August, and what percentage of them are because they waited for games to go away?
They need fresh meat every single cycle. And they have known that this is coming, and they just don't care. They love the LSAT because it gives them a numeric measure, 120 to 180, you know, relatively level playing field between all of our applicants. It's, or whatever, it's one data point, and they can put it in a spreadsheet. Mm-hmm. And that's what they like about it. And the fact that the games are going away, I don't think they give one shit at all. And there's nothing they can do about it anyway. Starting in 2025, every single applicant is going to, you know, it's the people who took games are going to quickly be out of the system.
Yep. Yeah. This first point, though, it's too risky to wait that long because I wouldn't have many chances to retake it before submitting applications. That is a potential concern.
Not only that, but you would be putting a lot of pressure on that August 2024 test. And you know, if it doesn't go your way in August 2024 and you're taking the retake or a retake in September or October, you know, you just already are going to feel like you're late in the application cycle. And now there's even more pressure on that September or October test. And we've just seen the pressure escalate for people as they get through the October, November tests, you know, and then they just, worst case, you end up pushing another cycle. That's not that bad. But the thing that really is insidious and bad is people getting pressure anxiety. They force it. Mm-hmm. And so I would, if you really want to apply in fall 2024 to start law school in fall of 2025, then I think you need to still study the games.
Yeah.
And you can plan on, you know, have August 2024 be your third or fourth attempt. Take it two or three times with the games this summer, and then take it, or spring or summer, and then take it in August 2024, and then whatever the next fall test is. Mm-hmm. And then you're still applying, you know, early. Anything more about that?
No.
Cool. Email daily at LSATdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.